football as well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Josh Williams is going to join us 7:25. We are going to talk about the Kentucky Derby and the upcoming Preakness. We are going to talk at 7:45 this morning, our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fishing report. Going to get you ready for what should be a terrific weekend. We have Major League Baseball, Atlanta at the Dodgers. What a series coming up. We got college baseball, Florida State at Clemson. What a series coming up. PGA Tours in Charlotte. We got NASCAR this weekend. We got NHL this weekend. We got NBA this weekend. Is NASCAR this weekend? They take Mother's Day off a lot of times. Let me see about that one. And some football news and some topics and a Mother's Day show. So as I bring in the producer, Miss Ashby Mixon, good morning, friend. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. How are we doing?
Blessed, very blessed. As I bring on you, I tell you, we used to do these shows in the last 10 years. We probably did five or six of them one way, and that was I'd bring on nine guests of mothers or athletes or coaches to talk about their mothers, and they were athletes or coaches, people in sports that were or talk about the mothers that the influence they had on them, Hall of Famers. We had all this, you know, stuff going on there. And then we did it a look, and then that was nine segments, nine different guests.
I love it.
It was awesome. And then we were some of those we'd miss like major news, not we'd miss anything major now. So I think we cut down to three a few years. And then I had this idea that we're going to do. That I wanted to do last year that we didn't, and we're going to do this year.
Okay.
And that is, tell me about your mom when it comes to sports.
My mom when it comes to sports?
Everybody's mom. I want callers and texters and you and me. What did your mom mean to you in your sports world? Not in your homework, not in shaping you as a son or daughter, father, husband, wife, mother, none of that. Like, what did your mom do for you in sports?
I love it.
So I want to hear from you and shape you. Maybe your mom was the reason that you pull for the Cleveland Cavaliers because she's from Cleveland and she's a diehard Cavalier. Maybe your mom is the student body president at UNC Charlotte. So that's why you're a 49er, right? So let's get into it today and save yours. Because I want to hear specifically about your mom, and I know you're very proud of her, and so we'll talk about that from a sports standpoint. How was your Thursday?
My Thursday was awesome. I went to my roommate's graduation.
Yeah?
That was very fun. Got to see a bunch of people that I knew graduate, so.
Was it an hour and a half?
Yeah, man. They had it.
Get in, get out.
They had it different right now where they don't process in anymore.
Oh.
You can just sit with whoever you want to sit with, and then you go and scan your phone, and computer says your name.
AI says it because they don't want to mispronounce it.
So even AI is
going to mispronounce. Oh, that's cool. So any speaker?
Bob Jones.
Okay.
Yep. Current president.
All right. He also did my wife's when she got her doctorate last fall.
Really?
Or summer. Last summer. So yeah. So he's getting good at it. Getting good at all that. I think they're getting fairly close to hiring a president over there too, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, so it's a good day for you.
Great day. Always fun to watch that.
I had a good day. I did my very first Dutch Bros.
And what did you get?
I got the Frapp. And so I don't know what to order. There's stuff on that menu. I'm telling you right now. I'd have a better chance of telling you about science behind moon landings than I would about some of the stuff on that menu. And
fair.
So I go with a pastor friend of mine.
Okay.
And we're, matter of fact, Dave is the he works for the Emerson Rose Heart Foundation. I always do their golf tournaments every year, try to help serve a little bit of that, and it's an unbelievable foundation. And we'll talk about that coming up in a couple of months. In September, they've got their big event again. So as a pastor, you know this. Pastors love coffee shops because that's where they meet.
That's right? The place.
Yes.
They run coffee shops.
Yes. They're the most over-caffeinated group, but and you know how that works. That's great. So he's got it. He knows every coffee shop within a 50-mile radius, right? Because this is where the pastors do meetings and stuff. So it's awesome. So he walks me through this menu, and I'm like, I mean, I don't know any idea. I have no clue what the heck that thing is.
Because they got like eight different kinds of drinks.
Not just that.
And then you get into the flavors.
Well, yeah, there's hundreds of combinations. And then they've got these things, not Dobos, Bobos or something you put in tea or something. Are you familiar with this?
No.
They're little like little balls that go in teas.
Oh, boba.
Yeah, boba. Yeah. I boba. I was like, what?
Why they got that there?
What the heck's a boba? So it's a cultural educational experience for me.
Did you end up getting some?
Yeah. No. Okay. I called up the girl and said, look, I don't want anything hot. I want a frappuccino. And my buddy's like, not ice, not this, not that. I was like, no. And like, what flavors you want? So I want it to taste like a coffee frappuccino.
Yes.
So I don't know what
a
you add to it. Yeah, I want a milkshake is what I wanted. It's an interesting building inside. And they don't want you inside.
They want you in the drive-thru.
They want you in the drive-thru with the other 7 million people on Earth. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Did y'all have travel baseball last night?
We did not. Last night, I had dentist yesterday.
Mm.
Oh, my dentist is great. And got my teeth cleaned and all that and take pictures. More of the technology in dentistry now, and I'm asking a million questions. You don't know me well enough. Like, when I go to, we get invited to talk to sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And if a restaurant sponsors us, I'm back there in the kitchen. I want to know about ticket count times. Like I want to know about, like, all right, when do they get here? Who's the chef?
Mm-hmm.
What's his credentials? Her credentials? Where's this, like, all right, how does the flow go? The GM, where are the hostesses? How long's the seat time? Like, I want to know everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the flow of the kitchen look like? So I'm asking my who I've been good friends with before she's a dentist. My dentist and her dad was my dentist, and now she is. They got my X-rays up there from the last time, and they take these pictures now of your teeth. Well, they aren't X-ray pictures; there's pictures, and looking at all kinds of stuff. I learned I have bones in the bottom of my mouth that very, like 25% people have, and I got to look the name of that thing up. Anyway, I'm asking about the difference in crowns and root canals and the posts and veneers and how this kind of stuff works. Not for me, just wanting to know. Like,
sure, just curious.
Yeah, I'm just curious. So that was great. Go pick up little Isla Ann. That was great. Before that, went to the grocery store. My wife sent me a text yesterday and says, if you think that I have any plans at all for dinner tonight, you're wrong, pal. That was the text. That was the text. You love my wife. She's funny. So I said, I got you.
You said, okay.
So I go get all the materials, and we do shrimp hibachi on the Blackstone last
night.
Oh, it was so good. Had the mushrooms.
That sounds delicious,
had
Mickey.
The onions. Had the zucchini. Had the mixed vegetables. Had the egg. Had the rice.
Did you do the egg and the rice, like fried rice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had the soy sauce out there. We had the yum-yum sauce.
Mm.
Oh, so you ate outside. It was beautiful. And then I went to my niece's graduation party last night.
You had a big day.
It was a big day.
Big day.
Big day, yeah. Got Mother's Day coming up. My wife didn't know this. Remind me during the break to play. I got a video we're giving her. We took her shopping last weekend. I got a video to give her of Isla, and I got to do one for Drake now, of Mother's Day. And
so cute.
Oh, man.
I can't wait.
Since she's not listening right now. All right. Let me do this one for the air right quick.
I love that.
Oh, man. Listen.
All right. I'm here with Isla. Isla, you want to tell Mom I love you?
I love you.
Tell Mom Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
What do you love about Mom? Do you love Mom?
Yeah.
What do you love about Mom?
What?
Do you love the way she hugs and kisses you?
Yeah.
Do you love the way that she cooks for you?
Yeah.
Do you love the way that she reads books to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. We do all that. That was fun.
Oh, my gosh, my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a good day. It was a great day yesterday.
That's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, man. She's unbelievable.
She and y'all will have that video when she's
That's the new thing. Every
18.
Mother's Day. Yeah, we're going to do one every single Mother's Day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's just great. It's fantastic. We're going to do Drake today. Segment 2, what are we going to do?
We're going to talk Clemson baseball. I'll do a little preview for
tonight. I love it. We've got Friday night. We've got Florida State coming to town. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Looking forward to it. Should be a great series. Can't wait to get over there tonight, maybe, and can't wait to go over and see the Tigers take down the Seminoles. It's going to be a lot of fun. Got Florida State's got a couple left-handers going on Friday and Saturday. We'll give you those pitching matchups. We'll give you times. We'll give you what all that looks like. Can't wait. Looking forward to that. Braves have a huge series this weekend with the Dodgers.
Mm.
It's going to be fun, man.
Big time.
A lot of fun.
Heavyweight.
Yankees beat the Rangers last night, by the way, 9-2. Nats over the Twinkies, 7-5. You know who the Twinkies are?
Who are the Twinkies?
Twins. And that's the Nationals. Stop me when you don't know one.
Okay.
Former Indians crowned the Royals last night, 8-5.
Got those.
Lovable Cubbies beat the Reds. The Reds have something as a nickname. Red Machine, 8-3. The Flintstones down to meet the Mets last night, 6-2.
Who are the Flintstones?
Rockies.
Okay.
Bucks beat the Snakes, 4-2.
Got it.
Phillies beat the Fighting. I mean, A's beat the Fighting Phillies, 12-1. The Fish down the O's, 4-3. Got that one?
Yes.
Rays beat the Red Sox, 8-4. Good. Redbirds beat the Fathers, 2-1.
I think the Fathers is my favorite.
Right. Love that one. NHL last night.
Come on.
Canes 3-0 over the Flyers. They won 4-1 last night. They can close things out this weekend. The Canes are undefeated in the playoffs. They're 7-0 now in the playoffs. Tonight, Canadiens and Sabres. Sabres trying to go up at home 2-0. 7 o'clock TNT. Golden Knights and Ducks knotted at 1 game 3 tonight. Pivotal game 3 in Anaheim, 9:30, True TV, TBS. You had Pistons beating the Cavs, 107-97. 2-0 lead there in Detroit. Home team hold serve. You had Thunder taking down the Lakers, 125-107. Home team holding serve. Tonight, the Knicks will play against the Sixers. Don't know if Embiid will play or not. He doesn't play. He plays half the games. I didn't know he's still hurt.
Yeah, he goes in and out. He's been really, really good in the playoffs when he's been
but
available
like,
this year.
But, like, he didn't have a torn ACL. Is it a different injury? Why does he play some games and doesn't play some games?
Bubble wrap him.
Oh. Knicks trying to go up 3-0. This time going back to Philadelphia. Prime Video tonight. Or as the English say, Prime Video, 7 o'clock. Game 3, pivotal Game 3, Spurs at the T-Wolves tonight, 9:30 on Prime. PGA Tour has a nightmare scenario right now.
Tell me.
They've got the Truist Championships at Quail Hollow. Truist is a bank. Charlotte's a banking town. Quail Hollow is an unbelievable golf course where we host President's Cups and we host PGA Championships. And this is an elevated event. With that said, the leaderboard's awful. Matt McCarty, 8-under par. Sungjae Im, 7-under par. Christopher Wrighton, 5-under par. Nick Taylor, 5-under. Harry Hall, 5-under. Nicola Hogard, 5-under. Sepp Straka, 5-under. Corey Connors, 4-under. Like, where are the big wigs?
That's some randoms. Sorry, no offense to them.
Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood, 4. The good story, Alex Fitzpatrick's playing great. He's 4-under. He's playing great. And then you get down to Tony Finau where he'd be now. He's at 4. Lucas Glover shot 3-under par. That's great. Oberg's at 2. Jacob Bridgman's 2. Now, they didn't finish yesterday. It's just 2 through 17. They got him a little. Roy shot 1-under to T30. Some of these guys need to make a comeback. And they need some of the better players to play. Like, Matthew Fitzpatrick yesterday shot 3 over 74. He's got to do better to make a little run here. So that's where we are with that. The other one is they are at Myrtle Beach. And Martin Laird, 7-under par. Locally, like Carson Young's 1-under, Ben Martin's 2-over down at the Dunes. So you got a couple of those things going on. Wake Forest, and did you see Wake Forest and Syracuse are going to play in Tokyo?
No.
You know, Clemson's played in Tokyo twice in football?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Clemson played in the 80s and Clemson played in the late 80s, early 90s. Two games. Played Duke 1 year and Wake Forest 1 year in Tokyo. And Syracuse Wake Forest is going to follow suit with
Very
that.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. We're going to talk about Dan Patrick today, talk about Bubba Cunningham today, talk about your mom today. We're not going to tell your mom a joke. We're not going to talk about your mom.
Your mom.
Right. You're going to tell us about your mom and the sports stuff today. So, busy show. Lot to do. Can't wait. Short break. We'll come back. Metal shingles.
Yes.
It's really cool, and, like, I never thought that was, like, metal. And the other thing is the metal roofs, I've always known about metal roofs. One of my neighbors added a metal roof that's just awesome looking. And, you know, hear about, like, whether it rains sound like a metal roof. Like, that's an advantage, but you're not going to put a metal roof in your house for when it rains because it never rains here except for this week. So it's not that low maintenance. It is that. Overall, so much more affordable. In the long term, what that looks like. And then, you know, the lifetime warranty. So this is a really cool deal. And so I want you to look at it from a residential standpoint. If you're considering it, you can put it on your existing house. you can put all these products on a new home. And you contractors out there, get in touch with these folks and just think about maybe offering this. Like, it could be another way for you. Think about Best Buy Metal Roofing. Really cool company. They've moved now into over to Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greer. So stop by and good to see our good folks over there at Best Buy Metal. So it's Best Buy Metal Roofing.com. Segment two with Ashby Mixon.
Mickey, we got baseball today.
Yes, we do.
We got college baseball today.
For the final time in Doug Kingsmore this year.
This is the last athletic event at Clemson of the regular season this weekend. Or of the athletic year.
How about that?
Next time will be September 12th.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me ask you this. Good research on that one. There's a couple of Clemson basketball years in there when the Tigers weren't very good when I was hosting this show where people were like, man, I just want the season to be over. I don't feel that way about this baseball team.
I still think
this baseball team can do damage.
I think so, too.
I still like watching this team. I know they mess up a lot. I know they lose more than we want them to lose. But I don't feel like I can't wait for this season to be over so we can get on to next year.
I'll say this, too. I am much more excited to watch this series against Florida State this weekend than I would have been if they got housed by Coastal and housed by Boston College.
Right. Like these last three games.
Yeah.
They're a three-game winning streak against ranked teams. And it's purified back in the lineup.
It is, man.
It just feels different. Is the stat now, is it 21-5 when he plays, starts and finishes games at Clemson's 21-5?
That might have been it going into Coastal. That might be up to 22-5 now. Yeah.
See, I think that the committee needs to consider that. He missed 17 or 18 games.
Yeah.
And they were terrible during that stretch. But if we're going to consider teams that have injuries that, you know, the guy's out now, so they're a different deal. How about when he's in there? Mm-hmm. So he's back, so they're a different team now.
I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, he is the leadoff guy or was before he got hurt, all that kind of stuff. But a lot of it is when he plays second base, it makes it so much easier to leave guys in certain positions that they feel comfortable in because you're not trying to fill another hole. And I think just the spark that he brings as a leader, spark that he brings with quality at bats, and as a second baseman, like there is nobody on that team that can match that.
He's hitting .340.
Yes.
.461 on base percentage. He's got 10 steals. He puts pressure on defenses.
Yes.
And pitching staffs. And when he gets on base, the threat to run, the speed, going first to third, scoring from second on balls, you know, beating out infield hits. Like, he just puts pressure on you. And his team's different. There's no doubt about it. His team is different.
He is so fun to watch in the leadoff spot. But I really like what they did last weekend, which is, you know, Nate Savoy, as the leadoff hitter, has been killing it. He's hitting like .450 since he's become the leadoff guy.
13-game hitting streak, maybe.
13-game hitting streak, just has been balling, looking all world. And what was interesting to me is that when Purify came back, they didn't insert him back there.
Right.
He's been in the five hole, I think, which is awesome because at times this season, you get through your first four hitters and you're like, who's going to get on base?
Right.
And right now that question is answered with the Jerem Purify to kind of spark that bottom half. I don't know. I you don't want to live in the what ifs. You don't want to live in the talking about injuries, thinking about injuries. But if he doesn't get hurt, if somebody like a Jacob McGovern doesn't get hurt, this is a very different season for this team. And that's evident by how they played just in those first couple games with him fully back.
I agree with that. I love the other thing is because I told you on yesterday's show that I was talking to a head coach in college baseball who talked about their lack of athleticism and the lack of pressure they put on defenses. But the thing you get with him and McClatty back-to-back is speed, a little power, and athleticism.
Yes.
And so that is more pressure that they put on defenses. So both those guys together, the Boston College series is a great example of it. And then they did it again against Coastal the other night. And so you get a little bit of enthusiasm. I'm really interested to see, because there's no concert this weekend. There is graduation going on around. But last weekend was like we went Friday night, and it felt like a Clemson game, and they got beat. And then Saturday, all the traffic and around the concert stuff. And then Sunday, it's like I still think people were in bed, like just recovering from all that and the traffic and all that kind of stuff. That it didn't feel like is a big deal. The being the last series of the year, being Florida State, that's always brings out a little bit and a little energy, a little juice. And with them being ranked as high as they are and all that, they're as high as number 12 in USA Today. And they've fallen back a little bit, by the way. But the fact is, like, a little juice to this thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think you can see the stadium kind of have a little energy to it this weekend.
I think it will, because Clemson's fighting for its life,
right,
to have a postseason chance. And for the first time, it kind of feels like it's possible.
Yeah.
You probably got to take two or three from Florida State minimum, and you got to sweep Virginia Tech to keep yourself in the conversation.
It doesn't take a lot for fans to get excited.
No.
There was a time in this season I didn't know if Clemson fans would get excited again.
You just got to give them a bone.
Right.
You just got to give them a bone. They're going to be right there, ready to go, ready to pack Doug Kingsmore, especially when nothing else is going on campus. But you have to make them feel excited to come. And guys like Jerem Purifoy and the way that these Tigers have been playing the last week or so, yeah, it's exciting.
Boston College and Coastal was the bone.
Yes. Got to give them a bone.
It's crazy how Backage was so much smarter when Purifoy's in the lineup. He's smart because when he's healthy, he puts him in the lineup. He starts him. Right? Well, what a baseball genius. He's smarter.
Yeah, man.
And weather's going to be good.
Weather's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a very, very fun weekend, I believe. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday covering it, so I'm excited for that. I really like also that they've kind of gone to using some of the small ball stuff that you saw last year.
Yeah.
Because a couple weeks ago, there were some guys that looked like they had never laid down a bunt in their life.
Right.
And last weekend, man, I was like, where has this been?
I think we've talked about this, and correct me if I'm wrong, or add to this, or repeat what we did talk about. It feels like that, well, in the sport, roles change as much from the preseason. You go back and look at the we used to, like, I don't know if we still do it, it's like outlooks and media guides you can look at, and it's like, well, here's what we think the pitching staff's going to look like. Here's what we do it in football, like, oh, the starting quarterback's coming back, so he's thrown for this many yards, so that's the outlook for the season. And, like, the roles just change more in baseball than anything else. But so to me, I think that where they missed the setup was, you mentioned McGovern's injury. I think they thought Talon Bell would be better than a 9.28 ERA guy,
yeah,
and would not be a better hitter than he was a pitcher. I think that they felt like that Simpson and Nelson what's the other freshman I'm trying to think of?
Dylan Harrison.
I think would be a little more steady role. Interesting that Nelson started the night because he's got four pitches. He got more pitcher stuff than he does closer stuff because of his versatility there.
Yep.
I know that present company included in this that no one had Aiden Canott going 2-5 with a 4.99 ERA. And I thought that, and again, no one had Sharman going 6-1 with a 3.04.
Right.
But, there were some guys in that rotation. Like, no one had Joe Allen with an 8.53 ERA. And I think almost all of us would expect Moeller to have better than a 6.39 and throw more than 35 pitches in May.
Yes and no there. They're very careful with those Tommy John type guys.
Yeah.
That's how I was with Talon Bell, too.
With that said, I felt like Bell was let off the leash a little bit as the season went on.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, this Moeller thing, man, like 35, that's it. 35, 35 is like, man, you know, what's wrong with 40, 42, 48? It's pretty good numbers. Anyway, but the main – so and they wanted more power arms of Vesey and Brown. Some of those guys would get them that. But one thing that just bothers you, though, is like, you know, as soon as you start feeling good about Deion Brown, then he starts getting lit up. As soon as you start feeling good about Nelson, he starts getting lit up. So, like, almost everybody you turn to when you feel really good about it. Earlier on, you didn't feel great about Brendan Bennett because he didn't have any control. Now you feel great about him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's been seesaw all day long, and, like, who can count on, who you can't count on all year long. Well, on the other side, I think the biggest issue, though, is I think when they put this team together, they did not have a ton of position players. They spent a lot of money, a lot of effort, a lot of scholarship stuff on pitching. And to be honest with you, it's kind of paid off because the pitching staff's top 20 staff in the country. People don't believe that, but like on a lot of metrics, the
third
staff
in ACC.
Right. This staff has been, you know, worth the investment for the most part. With that said, they just don't have a ton of position players. It's basically about 12 guys. And when two of them got hurt, mm-hmm. that hurt them. But the main missed setup deal is I think they felt like that with Savoy and Daly in the middle of the lineup, that if you got Purify and McClady at the top of the lineup, and then Savoy and Daly with Gaffney in there, that this would produce some things. And I know that no one counted on Daly going hitting 218 with two home runs. Gaffney's got eight, and Savoy's got 16. So that's 26 between those three middle of the lineup power hitters. And you look at the power positions, like run-producing positions, first base, third base, designated hitter, corner outfielders. Mm-hmm. Crichton's hit two homers in his career. Fultz has one homer at third. Gaffney's got eight at first. You just hadn't had a whole lot of, you know, Jackson Moore plays some defense, he's got one homer. We got to play some corner outfields, but got one homer. And you just hadn't had a whole lot of run-producing positions with a high slugging. I think the slugging on this team has been the biggest shock. And to be honest with you, it's too much to put on one person. But Savoy's done his job.
Jacob Gerald's hit 17 homers.
Jacob Gerald's done his job. Gaffney's at times has done his job. But it comes down to Daly was not who they thought he was going to be. Mm-hmm. And that's – they invested money and they invested time and they invested this whole responsibility that he's going to be in the middle of this lineup in the 3-4-5 hole. Because he was a leading home run hitter in college baseball, and he's hit 233 with two home runs.
It's always interesting to me, too, that he hasn't gotten an opportunity again, and I think it's telling.
Yeah.
That they didn't insert him back into that lineup.
Oh, yeah. It's very telling.
It's, when you saw Talon Bell getting brought out there and that kind of stuff, that was a clue to me that it was like, okay, this is making a statement for sure. But, I mean, you got a really interesting matchup tonight. You're going against Florida State's ace and Wes Mendez. This guy is, I feel like he's been in college for 72 years.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
He might have been with the NCAA now.
Golly, he might be ready. He should have a mortgage and two kids at this point.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
probably does on the NIL money he's got, but yeah.
Fair point. But it's going to be an interesting matchup. You're going against a guy with a 2.25 ERA, 8-3 record, has not given up a lot of runs, 48 hits, 93 strikeouts. So this is a guy that is going to do damage. You know that going in. And you're going against Dane Moeller.
Yeah.
However, I think the next 2 days, especially tomorrow, I think Clemson has the advantage on the mound.
It'd be nice to win a Friday night game.
It'd be nice. For sure.
Call me crazy, but opening game of the series, Thursday or Friday, what might be. That'd be really, really nice.
Tonight's the longest shot out of any of them.
But
I
like
think.
Rod Stewart said, tonight's the night. It's going to be all right. Hopefully.
All right, sing it.
I can't do the scratchy voice. Have you already got your mom something for Mother's Day? You spent time with your mom last week and all that. Have you got her something for Mother's Day?
I did. She's listening. I can't tell her.
All right, don't. If you have not, I've got the perfect remedy, as the Black Crows will tell you, remedy, remedy, remedy. All right, Elkmont Trading Company. Last weekend, prior to taking the upstate, because doing what they do in the healthcare industry of helping, I mean, that's helping people, right? Making an impact in the community. So, ANMED, they've done work for Anderson County Department of Social Services and Anderson Radiology, Anderson VA Clinics. Baptist Easy Hospital right across the street from us right here, Baptist Medical Office. You look at Carolina OBGYN. You look at Clemson Eye, multiple projects Clemson Eye and Clemson Health Center. And you look at the Hospice of the Foothills. You look at the Oconee Memorial, Oconee Medical Center. You look at Prisma, the Patrick Square Upfit. You look at the all across it, Upstate Pharmaceuticals, Walhalla EMS Upfit. They do a great job with that. Nurse First. Mountain View Medical Imaging, like all across the upstate, they do this unbelievable job. And even, I like this one, Liberty Highway Animal Hospital. They take a tremendous amount of pride in providing that in the upstate of South Carolina. Trail. The better building experience works in all those fields and more. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. So, NASCAR is running this weekend. I found that out. They're in Watkins Glen in New York. And the way that I found that out is I went on the website after Percy in Syracuse, New York, texted in at the 315 area code. Good mercy, Miss Percy. Thanks for texting in. Said two things on this glorious Friday morning, Mickey Plowler. Number one is, why would NASCAR hold a race in the upstate of New York in early May with 34 degrees and a chance of snow? I don't think NASCAR is located in the South, like the headquarters is located in the South, and which is a Southern sport. I don't think people in the South understand the North in May.
No.
We're headed to Aronimink next weekend. And I don't think, because here we're like, oh, it's going to be 82. Oh, man, spring is here. Spring in the North is not spring.
What is the average northern temperature in May, like upstate New York? Are we talking like 40s?
Well, that's the thing. It can be snow. But it snowed in Colorado this week. It up in the mountains of Colorado. It snowed like a couple of feet of snow.
Couple of feet?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
I don't understand.
Let me give you this. All right, so what are you talking about? Watkins Glen, New York. All right, let me give you the weather this weekend. It's right now in Watkins Glen, it's 38 degrees.
What's the high today?
Let me give you a weather.com. Bear with me. But so, like, next week we're going to Aronimink in Philadelphia. Man, it might be 70 degrees. It could be. But it could be 25, too.
See, we have a little bit of that in the South, of not knowing. Like that. Yeah. But
it's been cooler this spring, too. Like, April is a fairly cool month at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful.
But not like this. All right, today in Watkins Glen, high of 58, 80% chance of rain. Lows in the 30s.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Look, Percy's in Syracuse. I got mad respect for everybody up there.
I figured this out in the North one time. I was in Boston, Massachusetts for a Clemson game. Actually, I was up in this really cool part of town. And it's late. It's one of those cold games. I'm going to show you a picture of me at the game in a minute. But all you could see was my eyes. I had my scarf over here. I had my toboggan over here. I had my gloves. I had my big puffy jacket. Looked like the Michelin Man.
You're warm.
And this was in October. No, I was still freezing. But the thing, what I noticed is everybody, all their shoulders were up, their heads were down in their shoulders, and they all looked down. And everybody was grumpy, like, ugh, ugh. Nobody speaks to each other because they're all, I mean, the weather's just awful.
They're frozen.
Yeah.
They're frozen solid.
Let it go.
Can't even be mad, man.
Let it go. Today, 55 is the high with rain showers in Syracuse, New York. 43 is the low tonight. Like, it's going to be 39 on Monday and Tuesday nights up there.
I wonder, and if y'all are from the North, get in on the text line and let me know, like, when it's June, July, August, how hot does it get up there? Like, are you still getting to, like, the 80s?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it can be 90s.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you still get all that.
So you get, like, 2 to 3 months of not being cold.
4 or 5.
Okay.
The summers are nice up there. But, man, that's a lot to do. Also, Percy says, number two, why is it Mickey and Drake the star of my Ingles commercial when I turn on the Roar app?
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
I don't know. Mickey, you are a big social media star now, though.
That I am.
I mean, I went to Clemson yesterday, and I was just walking around, and I did hear somebody say, did you guys see Mickey Pyler's
Everywhere
Eagles
you go.
Video?
Everywhere. I turned on Entertainment Tonight, and that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, man. They were like, where has this been?
I know.
Like, rumor has it they cut out a section about crab cakes. Like,
I know.
You're the talk of the town.
Of course I am. 7165 said it'll snow at Pikes Peak in Colorado in June. Yeah, that's elevation thing.
Colorado makes sense to me.
Yes.
That makes sense to me why it's cold, why it's snowing there.
Texture, the mountains of Colorado are very different than Watkins Glen. Yes, very, very different. I will tell you this, though. Like, there's two misconceptions about New York and New Jersey. Number one is, like, when you think of New York, you think of New York City, and you think of Manhattan. Like, you don't think of Staten Island. You don't think of Brooklyn. You don't think of Queens. Like, you think of Manhattan. That's New York to you. The upstate of New York is farmland and rolling hills, and it's beautiful. When you think of Jersey, the old joke about Jersey is you're from Jersey. What exit? Like,
always.
Jersey's either Philadelphia.
79th, Turnpike,
right,
Turn.
Right. It's either Philadelphia or New York City. That's what Jersey people think. And North Jersey's a little bit of that. Not way in the north. North Jersey has mountains. New York has mountains. Catskills Mountains. But with that said, southern part of New Jersey is horse land and farmland. It's a garden state. It's beautiful. And people don't realize all that. Because you think Jersey, like, you think Sopranos.
I do, yes.
But that's not exactly how that works.
I don't know. There was a pitcher for Boston College last weekend from Hohokus, New Jersey. Hohokus. Hohokus. And in my head, I was like, this is how I picture New Jersey. Towns like that.
Yeah.
Hohokus.
It's Hoboken. Texture says that some of the games we missed with McClatty as well. McClatty missed four games, and I don't think Clemson did very well in those games either.
Fastest facial recovery ever.
Instead of Rally Dally, Texture said it looked more like Dilly Dally. I feel bad for him.
I do too, man.
He didn't want to come here and stink. Texture, what scenario short of winning the ACC tournament gets us in? Winning series this weekend, sweeping next weekend? What do you have to do? I'm different on this thing than everybody else. I heard Quark talk about it. I've heard you talk about it a little bit. I don't think they have to win. So there's seven remaining games left in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
I keep hearing a 6-1 number. And then on in the ACC tournament. Right now, Clemson is 29-20. I think if you went 5-2, that'd be 34. And if you get one, you get two in the ACC tournament, that's 36. I'm telling you, like, teams with 35 wins get in the NCAA tournament. And I know that the conference record thing is one thing, but, like, Clemson played all the good teams in the conference, and they played without their best player. And I don't know. I think that, sure, the schedule will be good out of it. Let's do the latest RPI. RPI's been about 37th. So I don't think you got to go win 6 out of 7. I know.
It's very doable if you win 6 out of 7.
Yeah.
I think it's still possible if you lose 2. But if you're towards the very bottom of the ACC standings, I think it would be tough to look at that and say, yeah, we're going to jump all these teams that aren't going to make it and put Clemson in.
But right now in the ACC, let me do it this way.
Got a lot on the bubble.
Yeah, in the ACC – the teams that are ahead of Clemson. Clemson's 37th RPI. Virginia Tech is 32nd. Miami's 28th. Boston College is 23. You just took 2 out of 3 from them. Wake Forest is 20. Virginia's 18. There are teams that are ahead of Clemson in the standings. So Clemson is 8-16 in the league, and that's terrible. But they're 37th in RPI. Where Pittsburgh's 10-14, but they're 49th. And, you know, LSU's 55 in RPI.
Yes, I know.
Ooh.
Insane. But they're thinking they're going to make it in. So,
well,
I don't know.
I think they got another thing coming. I think they're wrong about that.
We'll see.
All right, in the ACC quickly, let me do this because we got to get a break, too. And then, Alan, I promise I'm going to come to you after this. In the ACC, Georgia Tech's 1 in RPI, Clemson played them. North Carolina is 2 in the RPI. Clemson played them, right? Mm-hmm. They played North Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Almost beat them.
Yeah. 14
innings.
Yeah. Boston College, RPI, they played them. Florida State, RPI, they played them. Miami, the Tigers played Miami. They played Miami, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. You played Miami, played them. Wake Forest, they played them in a midweek game. They played Virginia. They didn't play NC State. All these teams ranked ahead of them in all this. But RPI-wise, they're of the 14 teams ahead of them in the RPI, 6 of those teams are behind them. So RPI, they're like 8th in the league. I think I'm right by saying this.
I think a lot of it's because they didn't get swept much. Got swept by Louisville, got swept by Notre Dame.
Right.
But outside of that, you're taking at least one game from the Miamis, from the UNCs, from the Georgia Techs.
But don't you get them credit for playing top 20 midweek games, 1 against Wake Forest and 2 against Coastal Carolina? I mean, they could have cruised in the midweek, but they didn't do that.
Yeah.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount. Military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you.